Let's start with high school basketball action tonight on WCHL as Cedar Ridge hosts Riverside. Game time is 7:30 this evening. Bill, Rob, and Josh will be on the call. Should be a good one. We're joined now on the phone by WCHL's own Bill Petty, who's going to be calling play-by-play to give us a preview of what we're going to hear and experience tonight when Cedar Ridge is in action against the Riverside Pirates. Bill, thanks so much for joining us today, and how excited are you about this game this evening?
Buddy, I always appreciate you having us on and the previews and the love you give us. It's tonight, Aaron, is a little bit different than most games. Every time we put a schedule on, we try to make it very, very competitive and have kind of a little backstory to it. The main backstory of this game here is literally trying to give Cedar Ridge some love. I mean, when you were announcing a while ago about the snow possibly coming in the air, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm personally responsible for that because we scheduled Cedar Ridge. The last couple of years, we scheduled Cedar Ridge in football, and here come a typhoon or a hurricane, and then here comes, and we did the same thing with basketball. Actually, two of their games snowed out last year, so I'm glad we're getting this in, but whoever makes the snow god up there is a couple of days late on this one. I think we're probably going to get this one in. But this is really Cedar Ridge is in a situation to where they were kind of they've had a lot of history with, I don't know if the people that are very familiar in this area with Cedar Ridge basketball and sports, the Pappas family, Peyton Pappas was the latest. They, over a 15-year span, they had a Pappas in the basketball lineup, as crazy as that sounds, over 15 years. And he graduated, and then they had a couple of players that were really coming along, and then all of a sudden, last year, as everyone knows aware around this area, Cedar Ridge was unable to have a football team. So Makai Collins and Terrence Crawford, they actually transferred, and those were the two main players coming back. But Coach Clay Jones has always has some magic up his sleeves and has a way to make the best of what he's got. And he's got a lot of athletes, Aaron, but what it reminds you a little bit of Carrboro football 3 years ago when they literally had 12 players show up, and then 3 years later they competed for the conference this year and had a chance to be 8-2. But Cedar Ridge is kind of in that 3 years ago. They were starting two freshmen. They've actually have only one senior two seniors on the roster, only one of them starting. But they've got a lot of talent, but they may be running up against a pretty tough opponent tonight in Riverside. But the one thing I do want to mention about this game, it's kind of it's real unusual because it's kind of a friendly rivalry. These two coaches know each other very well. And matter of fact, the athletic trainer at Cedar Ridge is the wife of Coach Brian Strickland of the Pirates. So they know each other really well, and they schedule this game every year. And nothing would make Cedar Ridge happier than to get on the board with the win tonight. Might be tough to come by, but it'll be some fun basketball in the area, and love people to come out and support Cedar Ridge this evening.
I'm looking forward to listening to it again. Red Wolves taking on the Riverside Pirates tonight at Cedar Ridge High School. 7:30 tip-off time. Bill Petty will be on the call along with Rob Silverthorne and Josh Moose. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to hearing you tonight.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.